the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and this is going to be Open Lines. So we always enjoy Open Lines. So I'd like to know what you'd like to talk about. Our number here is 877-254-7524. So 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. But we are entering into a very dangerous period in the economic history of our nation. The Federal Reserve System has created about $1 trillion, which they've actually put out to try to stimulate the economy. And so they have stopped the progressive loss of jobs, where it seemed to be pretty well stable a little bit. They call it a 10% unemployment. Of course, they're lying because they don't really let people know they have something called a U2 unemployment and then a U6 unemployment. U2 is the unemployment, and then they throw in a birth-death ratio, and the old figures don't lie, but liars can figure. They can juggle these terms around and they want to. The U6 unemployment is probably a more valid level. That, of course, is the level of people who are unemployed, who are underemployed. In other words, they're having to work two jobs. They're working for far less than they did before. Their standard of living is falling. And the people have simply given up because they can't find a job. An increasing number are falling into that category. They're not getting unemployment insurance anymore, and they're simply not on the books. So that figure is over 17%, according to John Williams of Shadow Statistics. The figure is over 21%. So you pay your money, you take your choices, but at least at this point, the increase in unemployment has not changed. Now, as far as housing is concerned, we're still losing about 300,000 homes a month. The Obama administration has appropriated $75 billion almost a year ago to keep people in their homes. But, oh, shucks, there was just so much of paperwork to do with it and incentives for the banks not to do much of anything, and so basically, it really hasn't impacted on the number of people. I think it was supposed to save 3 or 4 million people from being evicted, and it's been effective in about 35,000 people. How could you do such a poor job unintentionally? Because you want to transfer the ownership of homes to your friends who are in the banking industry, who are part of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. What you're really doing is seeing the centralization of economic power with the ruling elite. Tragically, this is not the message people want to hear, but this is what's really happening. Now, at this point in the economic cycle, the Federal Reserve System, which has put almost $1 trillion into the economy and has, along with the stimulus and the other things, actually stabilized, at least no more jobs are being lost at the present time, is going to begin pulling money out of the economy. They've got to pull about $1 trillion out of the economy. And how do you do that? Well, you basically sell securities. You create securities out of nothing. You sell them to the banks. The banks give you money, or the money market funds give you money, or the other financial institutions that have money give money to the Fed, and in return they get these securities, which have been created out of nothing. But you begin to take money out of the economic system. And they have to do that, else, of course, we're going to have runaway inflation. How are they keeping the $1 trillion that they put out there from creating an inflationary spiral? Well, they have, contrary to everything the president says, contrary to everything you read in the newspapers, they have actively been discouraging banks from lending. And of course, we have about we had about 8,500 small banks. We probably still have 8,300 small banks. And basically what you do is you, of course, pay them interest on the money they lend to the Federal Reserve, and they keep on deposit with the Federal Reserve. And now they're talking about raising that interest rate so the small banks will do less lending. And this, of course, would strangle the economy. Is just cutting off lending. And in a highly industrialized society, everything is built upon borrowing money. It's not based upon real money. It's credit. And you have to separate money from credit. But credit is what banks create out of nothing and have the audacity to charge you interest on them. And as long as banks act responsibly, the system really works fairly well. But and with a 10-to-1 lending ratio, in other words, you have $1 in deposit, you can lend 10 and get interest on that. But a lot of the banks who had $1 in deposit were lending $40. And that's how you get into the mess we are today. A massive expansion of credit. And this is what happened in Europe. They had created all of this artificial money. And people looked upon it as wealth. Well, the smart people, of course, took their credit money and they bought commodities. They bought something of fixed value. And they didn't go into debt to do it. The people, of course, who went into debt to do this, and when they contract the economy, have lost. I mean, there's a villain, I think it's Trishman in New York, had bought a $5 billion apartment complex, and he just had to give it back again. He couldn't keep up the payments on it. And this is what's happening to businesses all across America. Moody rates businesses and watches about 1,300 major corporations in the United States. Well, they announced recently that about 900 of that 1,300 are going to have to refinance their short-term debt in the year 2012 and 2013. And they're not going to be able to refinance. Hold. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Be right back.
For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and I was just talking about this article. I mean, I read the Wall Street Journal on a regular basis as much as I can think. We see something very real. I have to understand the Wall Street Journal is simply a shill for the establishment, but once in a while they have to print something that's real and is reliable, and so you've just got to be able to discern truth from falsehood. This article about Moody's and the following 1,300 major U.S. corporations, and of course 900 of them are going to have to actually refinance their short-term debt in the year 2012 and 2013 if the economy has not picked up by then. In other words, if they have not begun to lend money again, why these companies are going to have... They have tremendous debts, and they don't have that many assets. They're really considered junk. Their bonds will be junk bonds. They're not going to be able to refinance, and they are going to go down. Could you imagine what we're really talking is losing three-quarters of the major corporations in America going down about 2 years from now? This is what we're really facing. America, of course, losing its status as major producer, manufacturer, as we move from being a first-class nation to a third-class nation. In the meantime, we're going to have a major war that's even going to further impoverish our people. Who do we have on the line? Who's calling in?
Hello, Dr. Stan. My name is Ray. I'm calling in from Denver.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was reading on the news this morning on Google News some of the things that Lindsey Webb was talking about banks closing. And I read this morning about small banks are starting to close across the country due to the commercial real estate.
Right.
And I just want to know...
Sure this is true. I mean, the whole commercial real estate business is going under. These are large developments people put in. And, you know, in good times, it's a great way to make money is simply have a piece of land, maybe you own it, and they use that as collateral, and you borrow money, and you put in all of these shops there, and then people rent the shops from you, and you use the interest to pay off the money on the shops, and then you got a complex that's just giving you money every single month. It's a great way to make a fortune, but what happens when people don't rent your shops? What happens when, Sydney, you're stuck now, you got this massive loan on all these buildings, and there's nobody there, and you've got to make your loan payments and your tax payments every month. And that's why these commercial... the developments are going down. They're just overbuilt. There were too many people doing this. And so when the, you know, with the commercial bubble pops, we're talking of a couple of trillion dollars going down the tubes. Do you have any other?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, the last time you had Lindsey Williams on, he was only on for an hour. I looked up some of his stuff on the internet, but I was curious to find out if maybe you might know. What did he say might would happen after 2010 if the devaluation of the dollar occurs, like he said, or like he said the elitists are telling him?
Well, you're talking about Lindsey?
Yes, sir.
Well, what Lindsey said was, first of all, that we were not going to have a war for a year, for a year and a half, unless Israel attacked Iran. If Israel attacks Iran, all bets are off. But basically, the whole idea was that the elitists were going to simply take down our economy, transfer leadership of the world to China, and of course, impoverish the American people. This was their ultimate plan, and I'm sure this is absolutely right. Certainly, George Soros has made this remark, you know, don't try to stop it. The leadership of the world is going to transfer to China. And you have to understand that these people have no loyalty to America. Their loyalty is this globalist dream. They believe they're going to be able to somehow to work with the Chinese. They probably do not understand that we are being manipulated into a war with China. Remember, the elitists have their plan. Satan has a plan. And then God has a plan. And, you know, between man's plan and time and God's plan and eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And I believe we are heading into a major war in the Middle East, which will lead to a world war. And I don't think the elitists want that at the present time. But I fear that it's coming.
And then I just got one more question for you. And if the currency is to be devalued, like you said, that it might between 30% and 50%, do you think that might create rioting, or think would that be an excuse to bring in martial law? And then
I really think yes. Especially, you know, when the American people are finally become aware of the fact that Medicare, it was a Ponzi scheme and is bankrupt today. Social Security was a Ponzi scheme, and it's bankrupt, or it will go bankrupt at the end of this year. And, of course, then they say, well, we've got the trust fund. Yeah, but there's no money in the trust fund. Well, there's IOUs from the government. Yeah, there's IOUs from the government, but the government doesn't have any money. It's having to go out and borrow money. When the people realize, of course, that they've stolen their retirement, they have stolen, Social Security and Medicare money, and the totally irresponsible, federal officials who are going to retire with their big pension benefits and their health care, but they're going to have a separate health care system from the one that they're going to have for us because they're bankrupt. They cannot afford this health care system. And then, of course, the unions are certainly they're going to start laying off more and more federal employees and people throughout this country, and they are anticipating riots. The difficulty is that usually the riots are organized by the establishment, and they have their people planted in the conservative movement, within the unions, within the liberal movement, and certainly within the Christian churches. And when they want to have riots, they will have riots. That gives them the excuse for expanding federal control over our lives. So I just hope and pray people do not get involved in this sort of thing, because it is all manipulated. The riots you read about in Iran are all being precipitated by the CIA, which has been given $400 million to destabilize the Iranian government, which we installed back in 1979 for a time such as this. And I believe the long-range planning was to bring us into a conflict with Iran. And it's coming about in the near future. And we're so concerned about Iran having nuclear weapons. Heavens, we're not concerned about Pakistan having nuclear weapons in violation of their treaty obligations, and India having nuclear weapons, and China having nuclear weapons, and Russia having nuclear weapons, and Israel having nuclear weapons, and Saudi Arabia probably having nuclear weapons, but we're so concerned about Iran having nuclear weapons. Talk about hypocrisy. This gives hypocrisy a bad name, especially when we transferred the technology to Pakistan so they could build their bomb, knowing full well they would transfer it to Iran. So we've given the enemy the sword with which they can fight us. Anything else? Well, do we have another caller?
Yeah, there we go. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Mark here in Niwot, Colorado. How are you doing?
Hey, good to have you with us this morning.
Oh, well, great. Thank you, and likewise, it's always good to have a chance to talk to you. I had just two things I wanted to mention this morning, both of them on the same theme, and they kind of go along, obviously, with what you've been talking about. It's this this idea of trial balloons, it looks like, and it seems to me that in the last week we have seen several really interesting ones, some of them probably intentional, others not. The first one that I think all of us are kind of watching with great interest, because it ties in so much to what is going to happen here, is the situation with the pigs, the so-called pig countries in the European Union, in particular Greece, obviously, which looks like it's down for the count. And the question is Germany and the German taxpayers going to bail them out in the same fashion that the United States will eventually be forced to bail out California? And the world, of course, is watching to see how that will play out, and in particular what the effects will be on the dollar.
Yes, well, apparently Germany is going to help Greece. And for the people out there in the listening audience, the pig countries are Portugal, India, and
Italy.
And Greece, P-I-G. So, and then, of course, we shouldn't forget Ireland, which is right along with us. But these countries have taken on tremendous debt, which they can't pay, and so this could drag down the whole European Union. So how Germany is going to bail this thing out, I don't know, but it would appear that they are not going to allow this to disrupt the European Union, because this is the long-term plan to reconstitute certainly the ancient Babylonian system. So this whole idea of the European Union being the first step to consolidate the world into a world union. So,
right. Well, the thing that to me is interesting about this is that certainly we have seen the fallout, and I contend that one of the things that the powers that be like to do is to, as an engineer we call it, applying an input to the system and then measuring the response. But it's literally to let things like this happen, both to manipulate and prepare the public for what is getting ready to happen, and also to see just how dramatic the reaction is in the system at large. And in this particular case, certainly one of the things that has been so interesting to watch is, as the dollar literally looked like it was down for the count and ready to collapse, along comes a worse problem to take people's attention off of it in Greece. Obviously, they're in a world of hurt, but no more so, and this is what's been pointed out among some of the good financial analysts out there, no more so than California, and no more so in terms of total debt than the United States as a whole. And so what's interesting to watch is, you know, presuming that, as you say correctly, Greece will get bailed out by the EU, and in particular Germany, and the union is saved, then of course what happens is that weakens the entire union in Europe and makes the euro a significantly less viable currency because of the problems, not only in Greece, of course, but in the other pig nations, Ireland and Italy, and then Spain and Portugal at some point soon. We'll see all of those things play out. But the immediate effect has been to make the dollar look good by comparison. And in fact, as we know, the dollar is literally on its deathbed. But what happens in the meanwhile is lo and behold, the euro tanks, and the international currency traders are able to tank the price of gold, at least on paper, along with it. And the Chinese, who are watching this whole thing with kind of undisguised glee, are able to get as much additional gold in their hot little hands as they can in exchange for their now worth less, but still worth more than they were, dollars. So the whole thing, again, is quite fascinating to watch it play out. And I suspect what we'll see in, who knows, another month or so, is the same thing played out here in the opposite direction with California. And the question, of course, will be how much will that cost and how much will the United States bail out California and what will that do to the dollar?
I think your analysis is excellent. I mean, certainly you've given us an excellent overview of exactly what's happening. And the reason the dollar was rejuvenated from its deathbed was investors throughout the world were frightened to death. They wanted to pull their money out of Europe. They didn't know what was going to happen and where are they going to put it. Well, they decided to invest in the dollar, even though it's not very good. It was the only stable investment, and that's why they did what they did. And when things buy down, the dollar will go back down again. Hey, hang on if you want to. We'll be right back.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Standback here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Is our caller still here?
I think so. Go on, Dr. Standback.
Go ahead.
Okay, good. I didn't hear anything, and normally I hear the click. So anyway, I certainly think that that's an interesting one to watch, and obviously the message remains the same for those people that are paying attention, is when they see the price of real things driven down, along with the price of the paper things, if they can get their hands on something real, honest money, as the Bible calls it, gold and silver and so forth, this is yet one more opportunity. I don't know how many more we'll have to try and exchange their fiat for something real. I'm particularly fond, as I know you are as well, of silver, simply because of the divisibility and the ability for people to, once things begin to go completely in the dumper, to use that as a means of exchange among themselves, their church, their plumbers and chiropractors and so forth, and kind of continue to persevere in the times that are ahead of us here.
I think people should be diversified, and certainly, is it possible that they won't call in gold? Certainly, they can do whatever they want to. These are totally irresponsible people. They're dishonest people. They are controlled by sinister forces behind the scenes. So you should have gold. It's an excellent means of storing your wealth. We know that during the Great Depression, only about 25% of the people who were required to turn in their gold turned it in. And that's very smart, because the people who hung onto the gold immediately, as soon as the FDR got his hands on the gold that the people did turn in, why, of course, he doubled the price of gold, they lost out. It was simply a means of stealing from the public. And then, of course, when they doubled the price of gold, they could print twice as much money, because it was a gold back in the money. So this is how he was able then to finance all of the things, and finance the Second World War, and simply rob the people. So people have to realize you cannot trust politicians or government, but I think that you're absolutely right. This is the time to be in material things, not in speculations of any sort. So whatever you have, get out of dollar-denominated instruments. And that would be anything that is tied to the dollar: insurance policies, pension funds, annuities, specifically bonds, because as you destroy the value of the dollar, you destroy the value of the bonds, and there is no way that the government can ever pay off its massive debts. They are beyond description.
And along with those goes the, you've probably seen this as well, Dr. Stan, there has been increasing evidence coming out of the Obama administration that they have their eyes on the next big target, which is the multiple trillions of dollars that are held by Americans, presumably in their so-called retirement accounts, 401ks and IRAs and so forth, are looked upon by the greedy politicians as ripe for the pickings, if you will. And when the bond collapse begins to occur, there's lots of informed speculation that the first target will be to force people, whether they like it or not, to take their what's left of those 401ks and IRAs and invest them, again, like it or not. If they can force you to buy health care, they can force you to take their retirement money and put it where they want, into some kind of a bond or annuity that pays out in those same fake dollars.
But it will be denominated in dollars, and then when they destroy the value of the dollar, they've destroyed the value of your pension fund, and they know what they're doing. They just want the public to know. And they did this in Argentina recently. They simply nationalized all of those pension funds because they said, we can manage your money better than you can, and we want to be sure you don't lose out in the end. Whereas, of course, they ensure that people are going to lose out because they're not going to be able to get their hands on their money. Smart people are moving their money out of countries like Argentina and the United States. And you can anticipate we'll have exchange controls here in the United States probably within the next year or two. So you will not be allowed to take your money out of the country, and they will do everything to keep you from being able to put your money into something of intrinsic value, because the way the game is played is they win, we lose.
Exactly. Well, and the other thing to remember, of course, in this particular environment is, as you talk about Greece and California, The real issue is the short term. What can they do to try and preserve the dollar for one more day? And among those things is to steal. That's the only proper word for it. Those multiple trillions of dollars in pension funds so as to prop things up just for a little bit longer in the forlorn and ridiculous hope that, oh, that'll get us through this this tough period. And, you know, we'll see that pan out because as we both recognize, politics is all about the short term and getting through the next election. The rest doesn't matter.
Well, you know, not just California that is facing a financial Armageddon. Why, I mean, I think there's something like 40 states that are more or less on the verge of defaulting. And we're
you bet. Well, California is just the one is probably the only one that's getting any real press coverage. But I've seen analysis of seven very large states that are in very, very big trouble, all of which are essentially, and California is interesting simply because its economy is bigger than Greece, and it's a bigger target than the ones that are getting so much play in the European Union.
Well, if California were an independent nation, it would be the eighth largest economy in the world. And I mean, that's one reason why it's so vitally important. And they're doing everything they can to wreck this. We've got a $20 billion deficit, I mean, this year. I mean, that's more than the economy of most countries throughout the world. And that's just our deficit. So...
you bet. It would be big if you didn't compare it to the $1.6 trillion that was just tossed around like confetti last week in snowbound Washington D.C. Well, one last quick thing, and then I'll let you go, Dr. Stan. The other thing that I thought was interesting, and it kind of goes along with this the trial balloon and watch the signs on the horizon idea. And the more I think about it, the more it really irritates me, and I suspect you've at least heard about it at this point, was that absolutely disgusting Audi commercial that ran during the Super Bowl that was nothing more than a transparent attempt. They make like it's a farce, like they're, you know, poking fun at the green police, when in fact the exact opposite is true. It is a way of inuring people to what is coming and making fun of it. It's the same thing the Clinton administration used to do with respect to the women that would come forward about rape allegations, is to try and make fun of them. And then when they look back, they can say, oh, see, you know, we telegraphed our moves. You saw all this coming. Ha, ha, ha.
Now you're talking about the green automobile.
Yeah, this commercial where the green police are basically doing all the things that they are really, in fact, doing now, breaking down doors, stopping people, and making like, you know, if you're doing something that is unsustainable, you're less than deserving of continued ability to breathe air or food and so forth. All as a way, I contend, of just making the subtle point. That what Audi is doing is really saying, yeah, this is what's coming. Whether you like it or not, this is what we're going to do. And they can do that in the guise of pretending that they're poking fun at it.
They have plastic cups in the car. We'll be right back. Give us a call, 877-254-7524. Another trial balloon.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Join the Beth Messiah congregation as they celebrate Passover 2010 in Messiah Yeshua. He brought us out to bring us in. The date, March the 29th at the Ramada Plaza Hotel, I-25 and 120th Avenue. You can join the Beth Messiah Band, the Daughters of Zion, and Beth Messiah Dancers as they celebrate Passover 2010. Time, 6 p.m. Reservations are due by March the 18th. To make your reservation or for further information, call 1-800-205-6245. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you aware that oxidative stress provides a foothold to more than 100 diseases? Discover the only supplement clinically proven to eliminate the age-dependent increase in markers of oxidative stress to that of a 20-year-old. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. There is only one product that triggers your body to produce a host of free radical-fighting enzymes. www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com. For your improved health, check out the ABC video at www.thescienceoflivingyounger.com.
Cosby Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Do we have any callers waiting?
I'm still here, Dr. Stan, but at this point, that's basically all I wanted to do is just to kind of remind folks to pay attention to what's being sold to them, whether it's in the form of international trade and things that are breaking down overseas and why it is that we're going to continue to manipulate the markets and things like gold prices, or whether we're just going to manipulate them at home and manipulate their perceptions of how bad things are and what's coming down the pike as a way of trying to get them inured to, body cavity searches, strip searches in airports and everything else in between.
Well, I think your point is well made because, of course, television is being used to condition our minds, to plant ideas in our minds, and I think it's so important that people are discerning, and you can watch and see what they're doing to anticipate what is happening in the future. It's amazing as we see this massive campaign against the Toyota car. Aw, shucks. They had no idea what was happening, they just had no idea. They had a lack of communication between the producers here in the United States and the headquarters over there in Japan. First of all, Toyota's put out better cars than American cars for many years, and this was done intentionally. They had built-in obsolescence in the American cars, whereas Toyota cars were built to last. And this was done part of an organized effort to shift industrial production from the United States to Japan. Of course, now they're in the process of shifting it from Japan to China, but the initial plan was to make Japan the second largest economy in the world, which it is, although it's recently lost that position to communist China. But how do you get then the American people to want to buy American cars? Why, you come up with a massive propaganda campaign against Toyota. And so the day after day, and every means of communication, we learn what terrible cars Toyota is, these terrible mistakes they're making, whether this is industrial sabotage, whether it's blown out of proportion. I have no way of knowing. But I do know that when you get something that has this amount of attention focused on it, this is for psychological purposes. I'm sure you're well aware of that.
Yeah, it's funny in a way when you look back at it, and whether it's Toyota versus give me a check government motors, or whether it's the dollar versus the euro and gold and all those kind of things, it seems we've entered a world where the whole point is not that we sell something good, it's that we're going to make everything else look so bad by comparison that you'll pick the lesser of evils. Obviously the same thing obviously rings true in politics as well. There's just nothing left of quality if you can undermine everything and convince people that, well, you don't want to get on an airplane because it's so bad to be strip searched and have your privacy invaded by guys that were they at home and not wearing government badges would be put away for child porn. But you don't have any other choice. Ha ha, look at all your other options, they're worse. And that's the whole situation I think we find ourselves in America today.
Well, they're in the process simply of destroying the American airline industry. They know exactly what they're doing, but they're in the process of destroying our manufacturing and our lumbering and our mining and Sydney. Go right down the list of everything that made America great, and they are in the process of intentionally destroying it. And they know exactly what they're doing because they want to impoverish the American people and transfer the wealth of our nation to other nations. And that seems so ludicrous. You tell people, they say, why would anybody want to do that? And you say, well, you have to understand there is a plan. And you could read it, the Earth Charter. This is written by some of the wealthiest, most powerful people in the world. And they tell you exactly what they're doing. Hey, thanks so very much for calling.
No question. Thanks a lot, Dr. Stan. God bless.
God bless. Bye-bye. And do we have another caller?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Wynn out in Colorado.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I just basically had a couple of comments that I wanted to make, and I wanted to get some of your insights as well. We're seeing the beginnings of an attempt here by the neoconservative wing, particularly of the Republican Party, to take over the Tea Party movement. You're probably well aware of this. The latest round in this, of course, is Sarah Palin speaking before the Tea Party conventions. There's also, of course, I understand Michael Steele, the chairman of the Republican Party, who is now talking about the supposed need of the Republican Party to absorb or to appeal to, rather, less belligerent language, I guess you could say, to appeal to those Tea Partiers who are out there. And, of course, we've got this phony conservative neocon, Glenn Beck, who has been out there trying to step into the foreground of the Tea Party movement ever since the last election, when, of course, he was out there demonizing Ron Paul supporters, saying how it was crazy to want to abolish the Federal Reserve, so on and so forth. So I wanted to kind of get your insights on this, because I think there are a lot of people out there who are going to start falling for this, and I wanted to talk with you about strategies to prevent that from happening, basically.
Well, unfortunately, they have all the money in the world. They have their agents. Another one is Newt Gingrich. They're trying to bring this phony adulterer back as a conservative leader, and you see him on the front page of Newsweek and other magazines. Now, touted as a conservative, he's not. I mean, he is a deeply involved in the New Age. He certainly betrayed this in 1994 when the Republican swept through Congress. But they have their people planted in the conservative movement, but they have their people planted in the liberal movement. And, yes, what we need to do is understand we cannot put our faith in any national movement, because they'll take it over. This is why we need local organizations led by local people who are concerned about local issues and secondarily about the national issues. But I hope that they're finding candidates to run for Congress who believe in America rather than a globalist dream. Hey, thanks for calling. God bless.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and you know, it's always very rewarding to me to have callers call in who have a grasp of what's going on, and we had a number of excellent calls this morning. I mean, why am I doing what I'm doing? Well, I'm trying to teach you what I've learned over 47, going on 48 years, so you'll be able to pick up and understand this and teach others. We need to teach people what freedom's about the spiritual battle that's taking place, and hopefully bring people into a personal relationship with our Lord, which is the only thing that's going to get us through, or any of you through, the very difficult times that lie ahead. Because the America we have known no longer exists, and whether we'll ever regain it will really depend upon whether or not we have a great revival here, and this nation turns back to God, because if it does not, then, of course, God is going to bring terrible, terrible judgment upon this nation. So my job is, well, to do the best that I can and hope that what we do will have some small influence on hoping to at least turn our people back towards God. We'll have to wait and see what happens, and I hope I'm around to see the grand finale. Anyway, we're moving into very difficult times. Everything points to the fact there's going to be a war. This is the way you get out of an economic mess. You create the economic mess, and then you have a war, and you kill a lot of people, and you destroy a lot of things. But you can destroy the currency, and then you can say, but it wasn't my fault. Shucks, it was that guy over there in the cave. What was his name? The guy who's been dead for so long. But we didn't even know he was dead. He kept sending his telegrams all the time, or voice recordings, you know. And we really thought Osama bin Laden was still living. Aw, shucks, he fooled us again. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all a facade. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, An Excellent Primer. You need to get my talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Financial Armageddon. And then so many other talks. I suggest Iraq, The Untold Story, which explains the phony nature of all of the wars we've had in the past. It explains to you Operation Northwood, where, of course, these Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to create an incident to justify getting us into a war with Cuba back in 1962. They were even going to blow up John Glenn's space capsule when he was first man in space and blame it on Fidel Castro so we could go to war with Fidel Castro. Because they didn't understand that we'd brought Fidel Castro to power. The Joint Chiefs of Staff had no knowledge that he had been put in power by the CIA and the State Department. But that's another story, and we tell that in my talk on the World Revolution, where you'll actually see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, when we brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing he was a communist agent. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 if you're in a position to help us. We could sure use your help because we've got to keep our 60 radio stations or shortwave or satellite. We have those 60 outlets every single week we got to pay for. You give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, or go to our website, radioliberty.com. We got a PayPal button there. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty. For our vision, next to the bomb, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? Well, make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.